Scanning the tape. No fatal damage found. 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 Fatal damage. Opening tape.
So this particular episode you're about to listen to is actually supposed to be a phone convo, my guys. But then we decided to turn it to a podcast. How amazing can that be? I am Jerry Abbey, the host of Jerry Abbey Space. Welcome to yet another episode of my podcast. What you're about to hear right now is inspired by a true life event that happened over the weekend. I'm excited to share our own view. I'm sure you definitely enjoy this. Let's take a ride. God bless the microphone. God bless the listeners of Jerry Abbey Space. And of course, God bless my guys doing this with me today. I have with me on this podcast, Lawal and Caleb. But just before I do the introduction proper, don't forget you can leave a rating via all of your podcast platforms, Spotify, Apple, Google Podcasts. Rate, follow or subscribe the podcast. And of course, turn on the notification button for more interesting episodes that will be dropping after this. I'd really appreciate that. Like I said, God bless Lawal, God bless Caleb, because they are with me on this podcast, and it's very interesting, very, very interesting episode. But then I'll allow Lawal do the introduction this time around. There's no formal introduction.
Such a great honor allowing me to have an introduction on Jerry Space. I mean, I think I'm flabbergasted right now, but then let me not waste too much time. This is Jerry Space. Dilipo Lawal is my name. We have Caleb, and of course, we have Jerry, the main man, having to do this all together. He kept saying, God bless us, and I'm about to say a big amen. Caleb, what do you say to that?
Of course, definitely, I'll say a big amen. You know, there's nobody that doesn't actually like a blessing. So I'll definitely say amen. This is Jerry Abbey Space, and this is Caleb on the show doing this with my brothers Lawal and Jerry. I call him the moderator of podcast.
Much stuff there.
All right. I think that name serves it right.
Yeah, it definitely did. I think Jerry diddidn't participate in any debates in school. He was always in the moderator seat.
Yeah, kind of.
I think that's the most.
Yeah, but so for the sake of those listening to this episode, I just know this is a recorded conversation, and we're putting it out as an episode of my podcast. So Lawal is actually okay. I think let me allow you guys just mention your location just in case, so it doesn't look like I'm doing the wasabi or something.
Okay. Well, presently I'm at the heart of the SCT Nigeria, Abuja. Caleb.
Okay. Currently I'm the gateway state of Nigeria, which is Edo State, Benin City to be precise.
Is that the big heart or the heartbeat?
The heartbeat.
Okay. And Jerry.
Of course, I'm in FCT currently.
My man.
You. But anyway, let's get straight to the topic. We don't have much time. There's a lot to talk about, and we're in a short period of time. Let's get straight into it.
Yeah.
Mommy's boy. I had to say that three times there. Mommy's boy. Four times now.
But for the word reason, I like the sound of that.
You like the sound of mommy's boy?
Yeah.
Why?
I think I will let that known to you when we get deep into it. But then it's not too bad to say mommy's boy.
Actually, yeah, the question to Lawal shouldn't be why. The question to Lawal should be, if he likes statement mommy boy, that means he definitely knows one or two things about mommy's boy. I think Lawal should give us more ideas about what is mommy's boy, or who is mommy's boy, or what does it entail for someone to be called the mommy's boy.
Yeah, sure. But just before Lawal go through on that or answer that, if you're wondering why mommy's boy or why this podcast is tagged mommy's boy, shout out to Akimi and Iba. They inspired this episode.
Man of the year.
I'm sure that's no Akimi's and Iba's story is no longer news. It's been trending and it's still trending, and that's why we actually had to just come dissect this within a very short period of time. And let's get each other's view about the whole scenario. I don't think there's much time for us to start telling you guys how the story came about, what transpired and all of that. But yeah, we'll definitely brief you guys in on what really transpired. But
I'm not sure here is the right podcast to start dissecting everything that happened from start to finish, or else I'm not sure we'll finish this podcast, and it's going to take a very, very long time. But we're not about all of that right now. So over to you, Lawal.
Before
you continue, Lawal, first thing first, are you actually mommy's boy?
I love my mom.
Everybody loves his or her mom. Are you a mommy's boy? That's the question.
I'm not a mommy's boy. I mean, you have a lot of questions for me right now. I think I should go not really.
Answer Caleb's question. Yeah, Caleb asked you a question.
Okay.
So I'm saying.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm not a mommy's boy. You don't even call me mommy's boy. I'm my mom's husband.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you get it. So literally, I'm not a husband. But then let's try to understand something. I check, and of course, the word mommy's boy is an unhealthy term you give to a boy or a man, a growing up man who solely depends on his mom financially, psychologically, mentally, emotionally. You get me? That solely depends on his mom. And of course, his mom has a larger control of his life, right?
Cool.
But then this is very different. Mommy's boy is an abusive word. Okay. Mommy's boy is an abusive word used for a boy, a man, a growing up man who solely depends on his mother emotionally, financially, psychologically, mentally, or whatever you can think about. And then his mom has a larger percentage or solely controls his life. You know, his mom can show up anytime. His mom can call him up anytime. But this is very different from when your mom is your favorite parent.
Okay.
Very different from when you love your mom, when you seek advice. Of course, your mom has been there for you all time long. And then you, depending on her, is not totally necessary, but you still need it. So I get the fact that you both have different life to live. At some point in time, you get independent and then you outgrow her looking after you. But that doesn't mean she's your mother. She's not your friend. She's not your neighbor. She's your mother. She cares so much about you. I mean, I'm not saying you have to solely depend on her, but then it's just different when you choose your mother to be your favorite parent. I know a lot of people have their dad as their favorite parent, have their mom as their favorite. You know how it is when you have a particular favorite parent, which is naturally normal. So that's just my little breakdown of mommy's boy. It is toxic here when the mother is solely in control of the boy or the young growing. But a reasonable mom knows when to give space, knows when to give when to excuse the boy's life. But that does not mean she's living his life completely, because I mean, life is complex. We only live once. We've not been here before. They've been here before us. No matter how intelligent, enlightened, and exposed you are, you still need to get this trusted, matured guideline from the most trusted person you know on earth, which most of the time would be your parent. And you can't have this equal gesture to your mom and dad. I'm not sure if that's possible. It's a natural thing for you to have a favorite parent. So just like we have mommy's boy, we also have daddy's girl. It's just that it's not very common, but we have it. I'm not sure if you've heard about that, but then you know we have daddy's pet.
Cool. So what do you have to say about that real quick?
Well, I was actually waiting for Lawal to land. He was basically giving a detailed explanation about the concept of mommy's boy. And I really enjoyed I learned from what he said, but I just wanted to chip in a little. We need to understand that the phrase or the word mommy's boy is a two-way street for me. You get, like what Lawal said, it's kind of toxic for your mom to have a total control or a total influence over your life as a man. Yeah, it is. But you need to understand that whatever has good definitely has bad. There are some men today, the success of their marriage, the success of their business, the success of their life as a whole, they will tell you that they attribute it first to God and second to their mom. Like what Lawal said, they're here before us. So sometimes you need their guidance, possibly to everything in life, to marriage, to spiritual growth, to your finances, to your mental health. The only time when it becomes a big problem or the only time when it becomes a bit toxic is when you over-rely on them. You get, there's a difference between I'm guiding you and I'm leading you to a walk. You get, you need to understand that. So what Lawal just
educated us on is actually very valid and very, very okay. But I just wanted to say it's a two-way street kind of something. There are some people, you may not tag some people as mommy's boy, but whenever they have issues, something that is way above their mental health or their psychological health, they run back to their mom to get guidance, to get advices that will also help them to break through. You can't call those people mommy's boy, only that if they want something way higher than what they anticipate, they have a background they could actually lean on to get ideas and, you know, make breakthroughs in life. That's what I have achieved.
Okay, cool one, yeah. Well, I enjoyed you both definition of mommy's boy, yeah. No lies about all of what you've said. But then coming down to the real life scenario, definition of mommy's boy, most persons don't like the language itself, mommy's boy. The way society have actually made it look like, yeah, mommy's boy is more of a sin. That's what most persons in the society have tagged it to be, most especially feminine gender, right? If you're a mommy's boy, you're literally regarded as a sin. That's basically. And of course, even as a man, we know you being a simp is very dangerous. In fact, you're a danger to the society. That's how I even tag simp to be. You get. But now, coming down to this case of Akimi and his ex-wife, Iba. Now, before we even go into that, yeah, there's this particular guy. Let me even mention his name. Burna Boy. I think Burna Boy is the perfect, to me, Burna Boy is the perfect definition of mommy's boy. I love his music. I love his personality to some extent. But the one thing I really not like about Burna Boy is the fact that Burna Boy is mommy's boy. Why do I say so? It's coming down to him and Stephon Don's issue. Yeah, I don't want to go deep into Burna Boy because we're not even all about Burna Boy right now. Yeah, but let's backward it to when Burna Boy and Stephon Don had issues. Stephon Don made a statement and she actually regarded Burna Boy as mommy's boy. Which, to some extent, I think it was quite obvious or evident to everybody out there. Because his mom has always been and is still in his space to date. Yes, I understand the fact that music stuff is more family business and all of that. Yes, his mom is his manager. His mom follows him around, tours and all of that. But I feel at some point, you should give it a slack, man. Give it a slack. I know she's your mother. She gave birth to you. You're in a tummy for like Berlin for 9 months. I get all of those things that have happened. But I feel at some point, let's call a spade a spade. I'm really not a fan of stuff like that. I love my mom. She knows I love her so much. But I feel to some extent there are actually limits to all of this. Now, let's put it in the case of Akimi and Iba that happened over Jerry, the weekend. Yeah?
Jerry, yeah. I'm sorry. We will move that. But I quickly need to address something about Burna Boy, Stephon Don, and his mother before we don't mix things up.
I'm just citing an instance, not like I'm actually trying to relate this story. I'm just giving an instance. I'm not even comparing both situations right now. You get it?
All right.
But now, this is it.
All right, go ahead.
Now, yeah, coming down to Akimi and Iba's case right now, I don't know, maybe I'll just allow you both say your mind before I say mine and I'll give it a wrap. But then, Caleb, maybe I just want to give us a brief story about what we had. About what transpired between Akimi and Iba before we actually give our take on their stuff.
Okay, what happened in Akimi and Iba's case is not something that is actually new in marriages, you understand? Just to be very, very brief, what really happened was that Akimi had a thing to do with another lady or another girl entirely outside his marriage. And you know footballers now, they travel a lot, and you know men, they always, when they feel advantage, they always take it. So he had a thing to do with a lady, and all of a sudden the lady started accusing Akimi of rape. Yes. And the wife, Iba, had to know about the whole situation, and she'd be like, for Akimi to cheat on her, you know, infidelity and all that she wants to quit the marriage and all that. And the funny thing is that the case of the girl accusing Akimi of rape is actually still in court. They are still doing an investigation to find out if actually Akimi raped the girl or not. But all of a sudden, we're surprised. The next thing, the wife, Iba, wants to leave the marriage. And the next thing, she went to court. When she went to court, she asked for 50% of Akimi's wealth. Only for the court to do their findings. Definitely, they'll want to assess your wealth. They know how to divide it equally between yourself and your wife. which was the case for Hakimi. And unfortunately for Eva, they found out that Hakimi actually has wealth, but those wealth were registered under the mother's name. So there is no way they can take those wealth and divide them and share them with Eva, because it, yeah, only for them to find out in court that there was all of this property that they know Hakimi owns or he has, none of them were actually bought or registered under Hakimi's name. They were all bought and registered under Hakimi's mom's name. So the deal breaker here that a lot of people don't understand is that not that Hakimi saw the breakup coming in, or not that Hakimi saw the divorce case coming, that he actually transferred his wealth to the mom's name. The thing was that Hakimi started seeing millions of money when he was, I think, 15 or 16 years. And according to their law in Europe, you can't have an account that has that amount. You can't even have an account under 18, not to talk of having millions in the account.
Exactly. So
he was playing for Real Madrid then. So what he did was a joint account, but the mom was kind of like the sole chair of the account. You understand? So the point he was getting while playing underage was going to that account, and the mother's name was the sole chair of that account. Yeah. So he saw it like, okay, whatever he wants to get, whatever he wants to buy, cars, house, jewelry, property, anything, he would just do it with the mom's name, and it was easy for him, no stress. You understand? So he just saw it like, okay, there hasn't been stress for him trying to use money or buy anything. So why transferring the whole thing back to his own account and stuff like that? So he just like, okay, well, maybe you can just do that. Anything I want to buy money.
Yeah, actually, you have a point there, yeah. That was literally the whole story that transpired that I know of. But then, coming down to, like, let's bring it down to African settings, because, yeah, funny enough, Hakimi is actually from Morocco, yeah. Now, you, 18 is termed adult. You're termed an adult from the age of 18, legal-wise, right? But now, after the fact that he's 18, or he clocked 18 5 years ago, now, it just writes. It is absolutely right as a married man at the age of 19. I think there's this thing from the Bible. Let me go down to the Bible a bit. Yeah, let me go scriptural a bit, even though I know I'm not a church person.
Oh my God, I know what you want to say.
Yeah, the thing now is, there's this part of the Bible that I don't know where exactly, but it is part of the Bible that says, a man shall leave his mother
and his mother
and exactly and go be with his wife or something like that, and or whatever. I can't remember all the, but I tell you, there's something like that in the Bible.
A man will leave his mother and his father to be with a woman and become husband and wife.
And wife, that is it. So now, my point here now is, Hakimi didn't do bad, no doubt. My point now is, why didn't he transfer his properties, his wealth to himself? Why must everything still be in his mother's name, even after he got married? Number one, I'll leave that to you both to answer. Yeah. Well, actually, why didn't he do that? Number one, well, knowing he's a married man. Is it that because he insecure, or he saw that coming, or he knew he was definitely going to cheat in the marriage, and he already knew the consequence of all of that? Was that why he didn't do that? I think they have two kids together, right?
Yeah, they have two kids together.
Yeah. So now, in a scenario where, let's even assume he didn't even trust his wife that extent, yeah, why not use any of your children's name or any of your child's name as the next of kin, just in case? But then, from the other angle I thought about it, yeah, if at all his property is actually being diverted to any of his children, perhaps his first or second child, whichever one, yes, courts might literally grant the wife custody of the child, and indirectly she's still probably in possession of his wealth. But then let's not take away the fact that Iba is actually a rich person at the same time. So why is most persons really taking from the angle that she's literally after the guy's wealth, blah blah blah, and all that? She's literally like one of the richest actresses in Spain. She's a model, she's actually an influencer, aside the fact that she's a model at the same time. So why is most persons really thinking she's really after his wealth and blah blah blah? Okay, and now most persons are literally taking from the angle that yes, she saw a way younger guy, and it's more of, if you were to be the other way around, you literally tag the guy as a pedophile. But in this scenario right now, nobody's saying anything because she went for a way younger guy and all that. I think I browsed about it. And it's called, in the United States, it's called Puma or something. Older women going for younger guys. It's called Puma in the United States. Then, this is somebody that is actually a teen, a man. A teen takes his own decisions for himself. So I don't really think there's anything wrong with all of that. But I don't know. I just feel my own point of view, I don't know, my own take on this. In as much as Akimi escaped that, I felt at some point so just being greedy. Nah, and that's wickedness. That is wickedness from my own point of view.
See, Jerry, let me clear one thing that a lot of people don't understand. I would say, some, you know, there's a particular saying that time and chance happens to a lot of people. I would say time and chance happened to Akimi. And it happened in favor of Akimi and in disadvantage of the wife. You understand? Why I would say that is because Akimi was only lucky. I bet you.
Mm-hmm.
Akimi, I was celebrating it because...
That is the word. Akimi was just being lucky. That is the word. Akimi was just being lucky.
There's nothing about playing smart. There's nothing about being greedy. There's nothing about being selfish. Nothing about it. People are celebrating it as if Akimi deliberately played this smart. It's a lie. Akimi didn't even know something like this is going to hit him up anytime from any period. So he was just lucky. Then from the side of the wife, you understand? I won't even say the wife is greedy. I won't even say the wife is selfish too. Why? Because I feel it's still time and chance. She just saw it that, okay, if I stay in this marriage and this guy travels, and anytime he travels, he normally kind of have this habit of having a thing with women. Don't forget, he's a Muslim guy. He's entitled to marry 7 to 980 wives if he likes.
No, four, legally, four wives,
Probably she just felt the way it is now, man. I can't just continue with this. This guy is kind of still young. He will still be meeting women, pretty women, and he has money. And she just felt, okay, I should leave. And this is where the time and chance comes in. If she decides to leave, she won't lose because she will get something, which is the division of the guy's wealth. But unknowing to her that the guy's wealth actually are not even in his name. If you observe it very well, you see that time and chance happened to the both of them. She felt, I need to leave this marriage on time before this marriage will break me mentally. So let me just leave. If I'm going to leave, I'm going to leave with the property and some few money, definitely. But she didn't know that there are no property and money in Akimi's name. Now, where the time and chance happens to Akimi also is the fact that Akimi didn't even know that the wife is going to serve him breakfast or divorce. Now, when the divorce came, Akimi was also lucky that his wealth are not in his name. His wealth are in the mother's name. So you get, that's why I believe time and chance or luck happened to the both of them. You get, the only disadvantage right now is that they had to ask the girl to pay some certain amount of money to Akimi, which is dividing some particular amount of money. How, because it can go both ways. Since Akimi doesn't have wealth, she has wealth, so they don't need to divide our wealth. So it happened, the time and chance happened not in her favor, but happened in Hakimi's favor. So people saying Akimi is the man of the year, the smartest dude ever, that's a lie, bro. It's not. Akimi only just had luck. They're coming down to the Bible, bro. I'm not disputing what Bible says. You know me, normally I fear God, even though I still get stubborn, I fear God. Then on top of that, you all said, the Bible says a man shall leave the mother and the father and cleave to the wife, and they too shall become one, right? But least you forget, the only Bible promise, since we are saying Akimi is still a youth, still a boy, the only promise in the Bible, the only law in the Bible that came with a promise that has last, ensure that will last forever, is one of the laws that says, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long. You understand? Bro, me, I don't
care what long,
so honoring my mom and my dad is priority for me,
brother.
You get? And if you observe, whatever the guy do, the way he's flaunting his mother, me, I'm putting myself in his shoe. That's the same way I'll flaunt my mother, because, bro, I understand how Mom C has helped me.
Thank you.
Level. So it's only right to honor a woman that has
been there for
sweat
you
and labored. Imagine the prayer Momsi will pray for. I'm not saying the wife can't pray for him, that he will not work for him. But me and you know that there is only one person that has been standing spiritually as a female figure in your life since
of
you
course
were born till you became a man, which is your mom. Your wife only took it up from here. That's why the Bible was so specific when he said, honor thy father and thy mother. I'm not sure say that guy still get popsy, but he has a mother. He has an earthly parent. He needs. So there's a difference between I love my wife is my priority, and I'm honoring my mother.
That is what a lot of men are supposed to be picking up from this story. Not
exactly
support of Akin, support of Elba, the wife,
and
no, just be looking at okay, how does this story help me on? Because God didn't say you should cleave to your parents, He said cleave to your wife, and at the same time, God said honor your parents. So you're supposed to be thinking, Omo, with my resources, with my wealth, with my fame, with my money, with what I've got, how do I honor my parents and also make my wife my priority? That's what you should be thinking as a man with this kind of situation that has happened. Not picking sides, not saying the wife is greedy. Right? No, if you observe the book, a real man will look at it that, Omo, it's chance that just happened to both of them. Finish, not this one. And putting your wealth in your children's name, nobody's saying it's bad. Nobody's actually saying that you can put your wealth in your children's name. At the same time, bro, don't ever think you're too smart for things like this. Time and chance happens to a lot of people. Like you said, look, imagine if Akemi had put his wealth in the children's name, the wife would still have access to it. You understand? And the most important thing I see that pains me in this whole scenario is the fact that there was no love and there was no understanding. There could have been love, but there's no understanding. Because if I have a woman that understands, that has understanding and loves me, even though I mess up, she'll still stick around, she's still stay, try and talk to me. Let's clean up.
But Caleb, please, can I come in there? Yeah. Are you talking of a woman who understands
when
you cheat or there is an allegation against you that you cheat and almost rape somebody and I understand that? Oh, that can't be my husband. He's way better than that.
Okay, sorry, before Caleb answer here, Lawal, do you know I read on the internet at some point here when Akemi was accused of rape, his wife was silent, his ex-wife rather was silent for some period of time before she came out.
Yeah.
And I think from the blog I read the story here, at some point, I think the statement she made was she was still on Akemi's side.
Right.
That was what I read. So I wish I actually saved I can remember the site or the name of the website right now. I think that was when she came out and actually opened up that they've been separated for some time, that they've not been living together for some time and blah blah blah. But yeah, because she still at some point she still vouched for Akemi. So that was what actually even pained me when I read that even with your infidelity, this woman still vouched for you that you can't do such. And now is this the best way for you to repay her? Like, no, bro. Let's I feel when you, let's call it spade a spade. What is wrong is gentlemen. Wrong. What is right to me.
Gentlemen and gentlemen, please. Just let's see from this perspective. Personally, I feel like that lady was played.
She was played.
Wow. Yes.
Why would you think of such a wild sister?
All right. We are all grown-ups here. Firstly, this lady has been in fame before I came. She has her money before I came. And
yeah,
they probably got attracted. But humanly speaking, you as a guy, regardless, you have the money. Akemi had the money already.
Mm-hmm.
While he was playing before he got married. I personally feel like Akemi has built on this lady's social or whatever that would have made him to agree to get married to a lady who is about 12 years or 9 years older than him. There would probably be some benefits in that marriage. That marriage sounded more contract than love. I'm not sure if you're getting me.
Okay.
She was a movie star. I mean, she's a movie star in Spain. Akemi came from Morocco, played Spain. And you know how this thing goes when you need to associate yourself with somebody who is reputable in the society to gain some social ground and all of that. That might be because I do not see why a 19-year-old superstar would settle for a 31 year old lady
after 5 years ago.
There need to be some benefit that comes with it that is beyond love. There need to be some. I mean, I'm yet to be because I feel like it's not normal. Do you get
it? Okay. Yeah, I get.
So now, they knew this was going to. They knew this was going to happen, okay, all in the sake of getting married to her, they needed to open an account for Akeem that her mom has to, his mom has to oversee and all of that. I still feel like there is something they must have benefited from this lady. She's Spanish, right?
Yeah, she's Spanish.
Akeem started playing in Real Madrid.
Yeah.
We all don't need to know that there must have been some benefit this lady must have showered on Akeem.
But the deal still remains that they got married. You know, people really want to elaborate on this issue. Me, personally, I have a question to ask Dilip.
Yeah.
And my question will be, does she want to tell me that even when Akeem became 18 started making money, or ever since they got married, she wants to tell me that Akeem has never bought anything for her?
All in the name of love.
Be it love or no love, like Akeem has never ever bought anything for her or never ever done anything for her. Just like you said, if it's a contract-based marriage, like you describe it, Akeem has the wealth more than enough to have been able to have paid back. Let's say the both of them are doing the marriage thing because of him. Yes, she's able to. She was able to.
Please note, I am not saying this for a fact. I'm just guessing. I'm just trying to think out of the box.
Yeah, I understand. That's what I'm saying. You know what? We're trying to look for loophole, cover the loophole so that we can get an exact approximate figure to call the whole issue. You understand? So we're trying to cover some parts of the loophole. Like, the example you just gave, which is very, very, very nice. I was thinking about it. That's why I was throwing this question. So let's assume they got married for fame. Yes, you give me fame, I will give you fame. So, like, Akeem is way famous already. He played World Cup. Everybody knows him. Everybody already knows him. His wife was even famous before Akeem. So let's strike the side of fame. So they didn't actually marry for fame. You get. Then let's talk about money. The wife probably should have been getting millions of Arrow before she met Akeem. Probably she knows that if Akeem blow, Akeem will have a lot of money, more than even her own times 20. So now she wants to tell me that ever since Akeem started playing for PSG, he earns 1 million euro a month.
Yeah, 1 million euro, yeah.
Akeem should have been able to pay her more than what the contract he earned for marriage in the first place, if you understand what I'm saying. Let's assume she said, once you be from Real Madrid or from PSG, maybe 100 euro. Fine, no problem. So since Akeem has been playing for many years now, Akeem should have more than 100 million euro to pay this woman and just do it. You understand? So automatically, it wasn't money. This is the questions I'm asking. I'm doing it based on the assumption you gave, Olawa, based on the example you gave. We're striking out marriage for fame. We're striking out marriage for money.
Yeah. All right. Caleb, I have a question for you.
Okay, bring it.
This old divorce was based on what?
On infidelity.
Not money. Let's switch the table over again and put you in Akeem's shoe, and then you are married to a movie superstar, and then you hear that your wife is in some part of the world cheating and all of that, bringing some public embarrassment to you. Try to sort it out over time. It wasn't working out. As a man, what would you do? Do you? I don't know. Let me hear you.
As a man. Personally, I don't condone anything. It's in the Bible. So, me, divorce will never come to my mind.
So, divorce won't come to your mind.
No, never. Not in any way, bro.
Okay.
I'm not saying Akeem, for me personally, when I'm talking, divorce won't come to my mind. What will come to my mind is to call my friend and let's talk. What is it you were looking for outside? I'll be very, very inquisitive. Like, what is it you want? Is it that you asked me to do something?
conflict resolution. A lot of people don't have this thing plays both nationally. You need to sit and if you don't understand them, you won't be able to. But
well,
I feel she married for money, she married for this. That lady, yes, I can beat my chest to say, why is she beating the marriage, filing for divorce? She wasn't getting the love and attention.
She got fed up.
Yeah, she wasn't getting love, she wasn't getting attention.
Attention, and then crown it all, a so-called husband is being accused of rape and all of that. And quickly, let me quickly chip this in so that we can wrap this up quickly, because I don't want to argue. I also want you to know that there is this way we all handle infidelity differently. I mean, I've seen somebody who had to break up with his partner because of an infidelity the partner already committed even before they got serious. Do you get? I mean, this is. Oh, have you seen the movie All American?
No, I'm not sure.
All right, sorry. Okay, let's just crap that out. But then I'm telling you, we all have different emotional strengths. The way we take things in, the way we absorb things. I've seen people who are in open relationship where their partner can go and do a whole lot of rubbish, but there are people that can't take it.
Yeah, definitely.
And I asked you this question: the basis of this divorce, was it about the money? She filed the divorce because of infidelity, and you rightly just added she wasn't getting love and attention. Then what the fuck is she still doing in that space?
I think she stick to that space first time because she felt something. I believe we humans certainly we have, like, we has this in their collection. It's called, and personally, most of us are hearing openly that an infidel act. I feel it may not be the first time. Only this is not even the second. I mean, this marriage has been on for a while. Definitely caught an act of infidelity for a while. Why was she and I think everybody is especially from our space who advise her to go in. She did it before. She will definitely want to leave. Like you rightly said, everybody has their deal with issues like this. The issues that have to do with emotions. Probably she just felt trying to manage anymore. This is where my friends just call it a quit. She'd be like, okay, let's just divorce.
I mean, it's not our fault that the divorce comes with fleeting of property, but
it's what she wanted. She felt it. I keep telling people that at least you forget this cheating or infidelity of he's a Muslim. He goes to Mecca. If you marry you and complete attitude of love and attention, that's a big deal. He will be a man. If possible, marry other women on top of you. So, me, I still stand on the fact that attention. It's more going to tell me that if you calling a divorce for infidelity. Shut up. Yes. Trying to break up with his
partner. All right. Now,
okay.
I just want you to know that we all have different body reaction to infidelity, tolerance, and all of that. I've been with this friend. His girlfriend caught him cheating, like, not once, not twice, not three times, four times. You know, she kept, you know, forgiving him and, of course, kept pushing through. And in the process, yeah, this guy caught her almost cheating. Or let's just say cheating anyways, once. You know, cheating comes in different forms. And this guy couldn't let go. I mean, couldn't forge ahead, couldn't continue. He fell out of love. He couldn't forgive her. Although he said he forgave her, but couldn't move on. This is just to say, we all have different body, different reaction to infidelity. This girl in question might not just be able to cope with all of these things. Yeah, it's not our fault that half of our partner's property will come with divorce. But the original reason why she filed the divorce was because of an obvious infidelity. And, you know, didn't just happen. And then Akimi, I think Akimi just had this defensive mode. They knew this was going to happen someday. We all knew what happened to Ebue, and we know what is going on with Ugolo Kante and all of that players like this. But then this isn't Akimi putting his money in his mother's account against his wife. Isn't a coincidence. It was an intentional move. What if it was even a lawyer's suggestion? Maybe their family lawyer that gave them that suggestion, right? And then they followed. What if it was backdated? You know, we are not there. What if all this thing was just some legal construction against this woman? Because, like we all know, she's rich, she's famous, so she's not really about the money. But of course, the law, she didn't make the law that, half of the property is stipulated with divorce, and she filed the divorce based on infidelity, which is very obvious.
Okay, Laura, let me cut you in. You need to understand that if you're talking about strength or ability to handle infidelity, you need to have shown how much you have put into work to be able to bear any form of infidelity from your partner. Take, for example, let's go with the example you cited concerning your friend. You understand? I would personally say your friend wasn't actually in love with that girl. Like, he never liked that girl in the first place. Yeah, it was the girl that was actually doing more of the loving. Because if you look at it, she has caught him multiple times cheating, but she's still man up. She still wants the relationship to flow. Probably it's very few people she told, and she told them because she wanted things to just get out of her mind. But your friend or your guy in question just caught her once cheating, and the next thing he's calling it off. You can't tell me you have shown strength in that kind of situation. If you say you have caught her once, twice, two times, three times, and he will say, okay, yes, you have actually tried, you showed strength. But you just saw her once. And if they investigate the matter properly, you may find out that she wasn't even cheating. You just only saw signs and you think she was cheating because even you yourself, you are insecure. You're just kind of portraying your level of insecurity upon her. And the next thing, you're quitting the relationship because you caught her cheating once. You haven't shown strength at all, even as a man. You haven't shown strength. Now, like I said earlier, concerning Akimi, time and chance happened to them. Let's assume yes, they got a family lawyer that told them, okay, Akimi, put your properties in your mother's name, stuff like that. It could be that till Akimi would have died or till he would have stopped playing football, he would never have had a woman that would have taken to court and be filing for divorce. You understand? It could have happened like that. And now it's happening that he has a woman that is filing for divorce and asking for half of his property. So you need to understand that this thing is just all of them, all these things happening falls under the umbrella of chance and time. You understand? Because every footballer that have gone through stuff like this, we all know them. They hardly beat the system. Now, I was actually celebrating. After I've learned the lesson I want to learn between what is happening, what I was actually celebrating was the fact that the Western legal system, which is the biggest promoter of divorce I've ever known in my life, and I don't like them for that thing for one bit. The Western legal system that promotes divorce more than anything in this life, we are not able to get another man down, like another man escaped. Do you know how many billionaires, footballers, influencers, artists, musicians, name them, that have been wrecked down by divorce because a woman saw something she didn't like and she couldn't bear. Let's assume she could bear. She had been bearing and bearing and bearing, but she can't bear again. But you understand that the very second you go to the court filing for divorce, you're about to crumble a man that has been sweating, laboring, toiling for how many years, only God knows. Then you just use a legal case of just 3-4 days, 1 week, 1 month, and you bring everything a man has built over the years and you just bring everything down for once. That is the part I was also looking at, not the fact that Hakimi, the wife went to court, this one happened. I know, I was looking at mental state too, and which is the legal system, at least for once. This is if, I don't know, probably to me, this is even the first time that a man was dragged to the court under a divorce case and he came out smiling and he came out as if nothing happened. To me, it was a big win to the men folks, especially the hard-working, struggling men folks. It was a big win. You hardly hear of a case, a divorce case in the court, and the man will win. It's very, very rare. The women always win, from Bill Gates to Jeff Bezos to most of the billionaires and big men you know in the world, all of them. So I was really happy that, yes, another man beat the legal system, which is the Western legal system. Those were the people I was majorly against, not Hakim for not giving his wife money, or his wife trying to steal Hakim's wealth. It was the legal system I was happy somebody has beaten. That's for Caleb, for myself, what I was actually happy about. Number one, I was even happy that they were divorcing. I don't like divorce. I hate divorce. They should sit down and settle this thing amicably. They're cool. They are humans. You understand? So that's just my thing generally on the whole stuff.
I think it's our time we just wrap this up, because it's taking more than enough time already.
Yeah.
But I think majorly to me, you've said it, Caleb, and I'll still say it again. Really, in the case of Hakimi and Ibaye, what really happened to Hakimi is luck. And I'll keep repeating it, is luck. I was talking to a friend over the weekend, and I told him, yes, I love my mom. He made me understand that, yeah, he knows I'm a mommy boy. But yeah, we grew up together. He knows I'm a mommy's boy and blah, blah, blah. I love my mom and blah, 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 and all. I think, of course, I love my mom. I can't deny that fact that I don't love my mom. Yes, I can't go a day without talking to her or communicating with her, whichever one. But I know there are boundaries to this thing. I can't get married tomorrow, or let's say I'm already accumulating wealth already at my very young age. Okay, let's assume that my mom was in charge of everything in her name and everything. You get to a point in my life, I have to call a spade. Yes, she's my mother. I don't have any hatred towards you. Yes, but at least at some point, I have to call a spade. That doesn't change the fact that I don't love you. That doesn't change the fact that I won't honor you as a mother. But then, I am bringing in somebody else into my life. You get? I am bringing in somebody else into my life who is actually feeling a space nobody else has ever filled. There's a difference between your mom and your wife. That can be taken and that can be negotiated. And it's just right to do some certain things. If at all, my wife won't be my next of kin, she's definitely going to give birth. And I use my children as my next of kin or my child, whichever. Well, coming down to use my ass, I'm a married man, going back to my mom. No, now, brah, let's come down to 19 settings, brah. A very weak man. That shows signs of weakness, man. No matter how you want to sugarcoat this thing. So, to me, I just feel in the case of Hakimi and his ex-wife, rather, it's just luck. Luck happened. I'll just say luck happened. That's just my own take, basically.
All right. Mine will be very short, very simple, and very precise. It's a different thing having this domestic day-to-day activities and talking about our mom marriages and money. It's a complete ball game with people who have to handle huge sum of amount of money, have to handle trust issues with people around them, with their friends, with their colleagues, with their workers. They also have to manage wealth, fame, get busy with their career. And then when you look around, who is the most trusted anyways? But then that is a rhetorical question you have to think through and answer. Considering the fact that you're very young, you've not seen anything, yet you said Bonaboy is stick to his mother, forgetting the fact that his mother is his manager. He probably don't have any trusted cooks around him and all of that. So you know, it is different when you're not up there seeing all this fame. You don't even know anything. You're spending most of your time training, getting better in your career, getting better in your skill. And then you need somebody to manage you. All these things are very difficult. But when you have somebody who is there to do it and make it all easy for you, I'm pretty sure you won't hesitate anyway. But then that would be a story for another day. I'm just saying it was a big luck and a big win for Akemi. And then thank God he still have all his money. And then I think the latest gist now is that he has to share from his wife's wealth.
Yes.
She has already given him the number of wealth the court actually said. I think it's around 20-something million euro. Maybe 20-something million euro, something like that.
So lucky I came in, but it's just unfortunate. We've seen people who blindly or maybe ignorantly solely depend on their wife or and then they were up there in wealth and all of that. And after their time in the limelight and Ebue, we all know what happened to Ebue.
Mm-hmm.
So this is very, it's a very sensitive, we don't just have to see it and just say it that way. There are a lot of things there. How many friends does he have? What is happening with his managerial, whatever. Let's just wrap it up,
man. But then my only thing now is most persons supporting Akemi out there, yeah? These are persons that won't even want to have Akemi as their brother-in-law. Check deep down, they won't want to have someone like Akemi as their brother-in-law. They would never, never, ever pray for God. But they are out there celebrating Akemi and all of that. But I actually don't like arguing this with people because I know most persons don't even know the backstory where it all started from and all of that. There's no point trying to argue this with people. But then, it is what it is, man.
I wouldn't even want to indulge myself into arguing this whole issue with somebody because...
Never.
I, for one, if you are more of the opinion of Akemi did bad, no, the wife did dirty, that means you don't even know what you are doing. As it stands now, this is the kind of situation you're supposed to sit back, relax, pick a book and a pen, and begin to write out the lessons you have learned.
This is a lesson
you have learned. Like, I don't understand. You think it's easy to... Normally, women on their own are very competitive. If you give all your time and attention to your wife, you have problem with your mother. If you give all your time and attention with your mother, you have problem with your wife. You understand? So this is where it boils down to how you sit down and try to handle the both of them that there is peace at home. And there's no way you tell me you can't because you have had two different friends. They have two different backgrounds, and you know how to manage them as the middleman. You understand? So me, I took my time to sit down and learn. Honoring my mom is a must. Making my wife a priority is also a must. But how do I do this thing? Now, the Bible says you should honor your father and your mother. But the Bible didn't give you specifics on how to honor your father and your mother. Meaning, the way your mom and your dad want you to honor them. That is how you're going to honor them, because if you honor them the way they want, that's what's going to provoke the blessing from them. Probably the mother wants Akemi to put all his wealth in her name. Not like she has anything to do with it. Any moment from now, as she gets old, she'll kick buckets. It will still remain Akemi and his wife in the world with the wealth. So where will Akemi run to with all the wealth again? You understand? So I think this thing is something we should learn from more than arguing Akemi did bad or the wife did bad and all that. So that's just it.
That's it. Thank you guys for joining me on this is actually a fun conversation, so, and it's turning to a podcast, so it's been nice talking to you guys about this particular topic.
You're most welcome.
Yeah, so I think I will be calling it a wrap on Akemi and Ibas issue. So whichever lesson you learn from
me,
yes, whichever lesson you learn from our gist, please deal with it. And if you have a contrary opinion to, because at the end of the day, it turns out to be three of us are literally not happy with what happened, and we are not in support. We are men, but we are not in support of what happened. Basically, and that shows the strength of a real man. You shouldn't just because you have somebody. That's it. That shows the strength of a real man.
Real man. Because it's not easy to tell your own fellow man that he's wrong, which you know is in your favor. So we are real men.
That's true. So thank you guys once again, and yeah, we do.
Thank
we'll
you,
talk.
Jerry.
We'll have a convo. Hey, you're welcome, man. We'll have a convo about other serious issues like this pretty soon, I'm sure.
All right. Caleb, send me your address. I want to send you milk.
Come on. I pray this particular side doesn't make it to the podcast. But if it does, I don't know what people listening will have to say. But at this point, I'm calling it a quit.
Now I'm coming to make you want to send to me.
How many liters do you want?
Ejecting. A phone convo turned into a full-blown episode. How amazing can that be? Thank you, Lawal. Thank you, Claire, for doing this. Anyways, catch you on my next episode. But just in case this is your first time listening to my podcast, don't forget to follow, subscribe, and turn on the notification button. Give me a 5-star rating wherever you listen to your podcast. And of course, connect with me via all of my socials, Jerry Abbey, on all socials. And yes, let's pick it up from there.